Lakita Roberts is showing me around the Dallas Healing House off of Oaklawn Avenue. White noise machines buzz in the lobby, offering patients privacy during sessions. Occasionally, the couches in this room are cleared to make space for yoga classes.
And this is our waiting room. We try to have like a different mix of just seating types.
Roberts is a licensed professional counselor. Most of the patients she sees are women who have experienced some sort of trauma or sexual violence. Lately, she's been getting a lot more inquiries through an online directory called Therapy for Black Girls.
I've gotten a few clients that have found me on there as well. So I think it's a really helpful platform for people to not only be able to find people that look like them, but to get the resources that they are getting from that podcast and then be directed to the help to get what they need.
Therapy for Black Girls started as a blog in 2014 by Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a psychologist based in Atlanta. Today, it's expanded to include a weekly podcast. Recent episodes have covered how to manage social anxiety, body image, and Valentine's Day stress.
Try to remember that your worth is not tied to whether you're in a relationship or have a cute gift to show off on that day. You are worthy simply because you exist. Tip number three.
Bradford has also built a nationwide database of more than 1,100 Black women therapists. She does all this with a mind toward combating the stigma surrounding therapy in Black communities. As one of her blog posts puts it, the idea that therapy is, quote, only for crazy people.
The research has been consistent in showing that the relationship that the client has with the therapist is the most important thing that will determine of whether therapy is going to be effective. And so anything that makes you feel like you will have a closer relationship with the person who's going to be your therapist is something that we want to choose.
Directories of therapists of color are increasingly popular. There's Melanin and Mental Health, which lists therapists for Black and Latino patients. Another national directory serves queer and transgender people of color. All of this seems to signal a growing openness toward mental health care among minority communities. Still, it can be hard for patients of color to find a therapist who looks like them. An analysis from the American Psychological Association found that in 2015, 86% of psychologists in the U.S. were white.
People will actually ask me over the phone, I just want to confirm, are you African American?
Dr. Stacia Alexander is a licensed professional counselor in Dallas. She's also listed in the Therapy for Black Girls directory. Alexander remembers one experience that drove home the need for cultural competency. She was a student sitting in on a session between a white therapist and a young Black woman.
The young lady, she used so much slang. She was basically saying that she was having an affair on her husband. And so at the end of the session, the counselor told her, she said, well, that's good that you're coming in. I don't think that you need me. I think you have a good handle on everything that's going on. And I was shocked. I was upset, but I couldn't say anything because I'm a student.
It's now been 20 years since Alexander opened her own practice. She says she's seen great progress in diversifying the mental health care field, but there's still work to be done.
All of us need that cultural sensitivity training. And like, I treat a lot of people who are not Black because I have gone through diversity training. I've gone through cultural sensitivity training. So I'm not going to impress my norms and values on you.
Still, Alexander says one way to make the process less intimidating for first-time patients is to sit down with a therapist who looks like them. Saida Hassan, KERA News.